Tonight on the Pageant Cast, we have Leia Rushlow. She's Mrs. DC America 2018 live tonight on the Pageant Cast. TKPN.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hello, I am Jessie Krieger, Miss Wisconsin Central 2015, and you are watching Pageant Cast, the first podcast about beauty pageants. Here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
And we are live. So glad that all of you could join us. Tonight, I'm Tim Kretschmann. I am the host and producer of the Pageant Cast. And today, in our green room, we have Leia Rushlow, Mrs. DC America 2018. Hello, Leia.
Hi. Thank you so much, Tim, for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on the program tonight. Now, where are we calling you?
I am in Philadelphia right now. I am here for a training for work. So I've been here all week. I'll be here till Friday.
Fantastic. You're having a good time, though. I know it's work, but you're still having a good time, aren't you?
I try and have a good time no matter where I am. I mean, that's just kind of my mantra.
Fantastic.
Work or no work.
Right. Well, that's great. Now, I'm not sure. I haven't done too much research, but I want to check if you've had any past pageantcedents. And what I mean by pageantcedents are any past pageants you were a part of. So do you have any past pageants, or was this your first?
So my first was actually, I ran for Mrs. DC America 2017. I was second runner-up. That was my first pageant ever, and this was my second.
Well, you did pretty good for your sophomore attempt. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Now,
yes.
What got you started in pageants? Well, what was it that interested you?
I guess my saying for myself is constantly do things that scare you. Okay. And so doing a pageant really scared me. And so I felt like, let's do it. Let's challenge ourselves and let's see where it goes. And so that's what I did.
Fantastic. That's always a great policy. If you feel uncomfortable, you know you're going to do your best work. That's absolutely
exactly
true. All right. Now, it's something that you did. I went through your bio. I was very interested about this. Tell me a little bit about you. You are the host of a radio show, if I have this correct. Is that right? Good Things?
Good Things DC. So actually, Kenosha Soden, Mrs. DC America 2016, as well as Britt Jones, who was a delegate running for Mrs. DC America 2017, and due to personal reasons, she had to drop out of the pageant, which, lucky for Kenosha and I, it turned out to be a spectacular idea. So Kenosha came up with the idea of Good Things DC to really highlight positive things that are going on. And, you know, in the media, in the news today, everything is very negative. So hence where she came up with Good Things. So we're a lifestyle talk show, and we talk about numerous issues, and we just have so much fun, and we are unapologetically ourselves, and we are glamorous, and you know, we're over the top, and we talk about current issues as well as relevant events, things going on in the DC area. And it's been a really fantastic experience.
That's great. Now, I also see here that you've been named something I never thought there was, but you've been named your county's favorite banker. Now, when I think of bankers, I think of Potter and Pottersville. So you are quite a difference from that. Tell me, how does one run a campaign to be named a county's favorite banker?
So you're nominated through a newspaper, typically. So there's two different contests. There's Best Banker in Loudoun, and then there's Favorite Banker, Loudoun's Favorite Banker. So I was actually nominated 2 years in a row and won. So people nominate you, and then they vote. And so I was 2016 and 2017. I think 2018 is running right now, so I haven't actually looked to even see if I've been nominated. I haven't. As much as it is my day job, I haven't been working the banker angle as much as I probably could have.
Well, let's get to what people tune into this show about, and let's talk about the competition itself. So the competition, is it over a number of days? Was it a one-day pageant? What type of pageant was it?
I don't think it's definitely a one-day pageant, but I mean, to say a pageant's a one-day pageant, it's never the case, right? Because you are prepping so long and so hard.
Well, thanks for leading into the next question. How did you prep for the pageant?
Yeah, so I mean, I tell everyone you just have to be the best version of yourself, because at the end of the day, that's all you can be. There's always, you know, you're going to be up against 10 to 12 beautiful women. They all have something to bring to the table. But as long as you're focused on you and what your strengths are, you won't get distracted. And I truly believe that you will do the best.
Fantastic. Now, what is your favorite phase of competition? We know there's, you know, interview, there's evening gown. What's your favorite phase?
I would say my strongest phase is interview. Okay. However, this year my favorite phase was swimsuit, because I had worked my butt off in the gym, so I couldn't wait to get up there in swimsuit and rock it.
Now, I believe, actually, this week, weren't you named something as well over at the Pageant Planet?
Title holder of the day this week.
That's right.
Yes.
You don't think I'm plugged in. I know this stuff. I know what's going on.
Well, so the bad thing is I'm really bad about knowing what's going on, because I feel like the pageant world is so big. And so many women who have been engrossed in it their whole life know all of this. And then sometimes, you know, things will pass by and I won't even know what happened.
So how do you keep up? How do you know anything is going on?
It is very, very difficult. I have a great director. I work with Raquel Riley Thomas. My whole team, you know, that we work with from the Mrs. DC America side is just very strong. And so I truly, you know, our PR person, Liz, she keeps me in the know with everything and reminds me graciously if I forget about something. And so it's really about having, I call it 10 different schedules, because that's how I feel like it is on any given week.
So you have an awesome website for DC America.
Yes.
What can you tell us about it?
I just love our website. I mean, it highlights, I truly believe it highlights the best of all of the women who have won, and we're all very, very different. So, and you can find out something about each of us. You can find out, you know, and we're such a tight-knit group. I know Elaine very well. Obviously, I ran against Julie, and, you know, she was a great queen. Kenosha and I are best friends, and so the relationships that I've developed with each of the queens have been very sincere and really very dear to my heart.
Yeah, we were talking beforehand that what I'm showing is the Keepers of the Crown page, but you're not on the Keepers of the Crown yet. You're still the Keeper of the Crown.
I am keeping the crown, so I don't intend to be on that page for a while yet.
How do you transport your crown? Do you have a nice crown box and all that?
I do, and actually my crown box kind of turns into my purse, because it can fit quite a few things. I think on any given day I've got business cards, photos. I think right now I have a hairbrush, a pin, couple different sets of earrings, because you never know what you're going to need. And if it's in the box, at least I know it's always there. And if I forget something, I have something in there that I can use.
Well, we're going to give Leah just a second to set up for the next segment, which is show and tell. And do you have the show and tell item nearby, Leah?
I sure
do. Okay, so we're going to go now into, I'm as surprised as you are that I actually gave you an advance warning. So let's go now to show and tell. What did you bring along to the show tonight to show the viewers and listeners of the pageant cat? What is that in your lap?
This is my baby. He was napping, so he's mad I woke him up.
Okay. Well, I guess it's a beautiful baby, but it doesn't look like you.
It's not.
Oh, okay.
I know. That is, but he truly is the love of my life. Anyone that knows me knows that I love animals. I foster animals and would save every single animal I come into contact with. So I rescued him when he was a baby, when he was 6 months old. and he's 10 this year. So
10.
Now, I've known him longer than my husband.
Now, I know nothing about dogs other than that was a dog. What breed is your animal?
Monkey. His name is Monkey. He's Monkey. A mini poodle.
No, I told you that's a dog. That much I know.
I know.
It's but not a monkey.
His name is Monkey.
The name of... Okay, now hold on. I feel like I'm in an Abbott and Costello routine here. So, the animal you held up, what do you call it?
Monkey.
It's a dog. I know it's a dog.
I know.
Okay. So, what type of poodle is it?
He's a mini poodle.
A mini poodle. He looked pretty big to me.
He's not. He's actually tiny. Let me see if I can turn the camera so you can actually see him. There he is. He's little.
I don't know.
He's probably 18 pounds.
18 pounds. Okay.
That 18 pounds when he's not eating 20 bananas a day.
Now, is this a yip-yip or a roof-roof dog?
No, he doesn't really yip.
Okay.
Mm-mm. He's not a big yipper, which is good because that would drive me crazy. He's kind of like an old man. He's always been an old man, even when he was a baby. He always looks disinterested, except for me. I'm his person, and I'm pretty much the only one he cares about, which the feeling is mutual. So
that is so funny because I mentioned Potter earlier from It's a Wonderful Life. And when you said that, it reminded me of my favorite quote from It's a Wonderful Life. George Bailey, you were born old. There are some people that just seem like they're at their full age right out of the womb. So that's so funny.
That was him. I mean, as a baby, he never wanted to play. He would just serve me my dinner and I'm going to lay.
Yeah. I'm going to go do the crossword puzzle.
Yes. He truly needs a sweater vest.
All right. Fantastic. Hey, have you done any appearances that you want to tell us about?
I have done lots of appearances. Some of my favorites, I was at the Vet Sports handing out an award, which I absolutely loved. I have done numerous appearances welcoming the veterans at Reagan. Also love them. It's probably one of my favorite because, I don't know, I just get so overwhelmed with emotion seeing the vets come in. And, you know, I should be way more excited to see them, and yet they always seem to be more excited to see me. And it just makes my day that I can make their day.
All right. Now, we are coming to another segment, and I didn't prep you on this one at all.
You did not.
Because we are coming now to the Box of Mystery. Okay, come on. Oh, there we go. The Box of Mystery. So this has a number. I'll hold that up there. A number of questions that are pageant-related. I'm going to shake that up. It's a 3x5. It's not going to shake up. All right, and we're going to just randomly pull something out of here.
Pull a good one.
Yeah, you'll like this one. All right, okay. So what? See, I'm supposed to do that because David Letterman always did that. Okay. What advice do you have for future competitors in your pageant?
My advice always stays constant. Never compare yourself against another competitor, because you are unique in yourself, and the minute you start comparing, that's what's going to lose the pageant for you. You are absolutely perfect the way that you are, and just embrace being the best version of yourself that you can be.
Fantastic! Great job with the mystery question. Thanks so much. All right, we are just about at the end of our interview, so I'd like to ask you, look straight into that camera, talk to our viewers and listeners, what would you like to tell them that we didn't get a chance to say earlier in the interview?
Oh, man. I am competing at Mrs. America at the end of August, so DC is going to bring it this year. We're going to do amazing things, and I am so grateful for Pageant Cast for inviting me on the show tonight. I have lived in Michigan, I've lived in Colorado, I've lived in Kansas, and I have lived in Virginia. So I feel like I'm a good representation of America, so let's get this done this year.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations, and we wish you the best of luck at Nationals. Now, something that we do at the end of each of our shows. There we go. I ask you to look into the camera, and we're going to get your best pageant wave. Are you ready for this?
Oh,
so you need to, I'll set the scene for you. You are on the back of a convertible car, and there are people on both sides. You're doing a parade, and you are just waving to the crowd. So go ahead, let's see that pageant wave.
Oh man, here we go.
Oh.
I know we can't see it.
She's afraid of carpal tunnel, apparently. There's a lot of fear in that one. I've seen a lot of waves, I'll tell you that. That one was extremely fearful. Do you have an injury or something that would explain this?
Too much bend.
You know what I think it is? I think the bandwidth is slow in that room because hand was moving slowly. Usually I get these and all I see is just a flapping effect because people are moving it so quickly. It was so slow, I wasn't sure it was moving.
We'll blame it on the hotel.
Okay, let's do that because, you need more parade. Ladies and gentlemen, please help her out. Put her on the back of a convertible tonight. I want phone calls coming in from across the country, and people can go to the website that we referenced earlier. We'll have a link in the show notes. You can get Leia on your convertible very soon. Just give a call, and because that waving needs a little bit of help, and
we'll have to see. I guess, you know, I'm going to have to send you my video July 4th when I'm in my parade. I'm going to have to prove you wrong, Tim.
Okay, and I will review it. I promise I will review it. There is no problem, because that was a tad slow. Now, I know you're holding the phone in one hand trying to wave with the other, so I'm giving you some benefit of the doubt there, but I'm afraid that you could turn into a statue. And that's not something you want. You want to keep some action going.
If there is one thing that a queen is, it's statuesque.
So she threw it in my face, folks. All right, fantastic. That's the way I like it. So thank you so much, and hope everybody can join her and Mrs. America coming up this year in August, right?
Yeah.
So come on out to that, and keep an eye on Leia at all of her social media. We'll have links down in the show notes, okay? So, Leia, thanks again, and Tierra Dreams.
Thanks so much, Tim.